Okay, Heather, I've got Philip for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Hi, Philip. Welcome to SoJo 104.9 today.
Hello. Thank you very much.
First, I got to ask, how are you feeling?
Doing okay. I'm surviving. I'm resting a little bit and everything, but I'm still alive.
Well, that's good. Now that you're crowned American Idol champ, congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much. And I'm ready to get my stuff out there as well.
Yeah, they keep you busy, right? You kind of hit the ground running. The minute you get that title, it's full steam ahead, right?
Hell yeah, that's right. Don't stop.
What was it that compelled you to audition for American Idol in the first place?
Last year, you know, I saw Casey Abrams, you know, on the show, and he really brought something different. I mean, that's really cool, and I had a lot of respect for him. He was an amazing musician, and I still really didn't want to try out or anything, but my family, you know, and friends, they're like, you should. All they can do is just say no, so I was like, yeah, it's true. So American Idol wasn't really my type of show. It's a really poppy show, you know, and so I just went out there, and, you know, I gave him my all, and I never ever thought I would even make it in front of the judges, honestly, because it's pretty crazy.
Well, the audience seemed to embrace you very early on and straight through to the end, so you definitely had their vote of confidence, literally.
Pretty awesome, you know. You learn a lot throughout the process, and it's still unreal for me to say I have fans. It's kind of weird.
You're in it now. You're on the path to superstardom. I thought that you had one of the most interesting catalog of song choices straight away from the audition when the judges asked you to come back with your guitar, and you kicked into Michael Jackson Thriller, but Usher to Stevie Nicks to playing like Maroon 5 and Matchbox 20. Which was your favorite performance?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Honestly, I tried to go out there, you know, each week and be proud of each performance I did. And I loved every one of them. I'm proud of each one. I really liked Moving Out and The Letter and Superstition. And
were there any weeks where you were like, oh gosh, I'm really stumped at how I'm going to get through this week?
Yeah, definitely whenever I did Time of the Season, that went horribly. I lost all my hearing in my ears, and so I could hear the monitors, and I still couldn't hardly hear anything. And so I tried to push through it the best I could. That was pretty rough. I texted my brother-in-law the next morning and I said, I think it went pretty bad. And he said, man, I'm not going to lie to you. It was pretty rough. So.
It got you through anyway. Were there any songs where you were like, I'm not really sure how this is going to go over?
There were a few times where I'd even switch songs, you know, because it just wasn't sitting right. And
who impressed you the most? Who did you look at and say, wow?
Oh, man, all of them. I'm not a great singer or anything. Jessica and Josh, man, I could listen to them sing all night long. You know, they're just so amazing at it. I'm just a little different from they are. I guess I like, you know, all of Skylar, man. Skylar really impressed me, you know, whenever she, you know, I really first heard her sing. She's got a really great range.
Yeah, a lot of former idols passed through this season. Carrie Underwood, I know Adam Lambert stopped by. Did they ever come into the dressing room and visit with you, especially when it was close to the end and it was just a few contestants left, to give you any words of advice or encouragement having been there themselves?
Carrie Underwood did. She talked to us for a little bit. Chris Allen did. They came and talked to us, you know, just giving us advice, you know, just saying, you know, just keep going out there and doing your thing and just have fun with it. Don't let the nerves get to you and whatnot.
See what it's like on the other side of the competition once you get out there and you start to make your way in the world as a musician. And as once you put out your own music, I'm sure you'll be back giving the next round of contestants the same sort of, you know, pat on the back. You're going to be out on tour this summer, crisscrossing the country. You're coming to Atlantic City with the rest of the top 10 finalists from season 11. We're going to see you out here in September. So are you excited about getting in front of the fans that put you in this position?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's all for the fans, you know, and we all wouldn't be there without them voting for us, you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be all of our first experience, you know, really being on a big tour like this, you know, performing in front of thousands of people each night. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be, I'm ready for it.
Which one of your fellow contestants in the top 10 do you think is going to be the messiest on the tour bus?
Probably Ejean or Holly. I think we're going to have different buses, so I guess on the guy's bus, it's going to be Ejean.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be just like one whole tour bus for the ladies in all their shoes.
But, yeah, I know, right?
So what kind of first album are you hoping to make? It's been excited to hear Home. I think it's a really rich first single for you. As you head into that process, personality are you hoping to show us with your first major release?
You know, basically what I've kind of showed throughout the show, you know, it's a little rock and jazz style of it. And I like writing lyrics that, you know, make people think, you know, nothing really cheesy or anything. I'm excited about that, get my own stories out there. It's going to be, like I said, like a little bit of rock and jazz mixed in, you know, some acoustic stuff. It's going to be cool, I hope. Anyways.
We're excited to hear more from you, ladies and gentlemen. Your American Idol Season 11 champ, Philip Phillips. The song is called Home. We're going to see him passing through Atlantic City this September with the rest of the top 10 bunch. And Philip, we wish you good health. Wish you all the best of luck as you head off on your musical career. And once again, congratulations from SoJo 104.9.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one.